It's Comedy Shoeshine.
That reminds me, I haven't talked shit about old people.
Ten? I'm not giving you 10 of my fucking robot credits.
It's Human Sacrifice Day in the neighborhood, and it's our house today, so sorry about that.
It's time for a Comedy Shoe Shack.
With Sam and Thomas.
Listen up.
Hello, and welcome to episode 18 of Comedy Shoeshine. How's it going, Sam?
Good. I'm just, sorry, I wasn't paying attention. I was sort of reading some of the live chat that we have now since we're live.
We're live, coming at you live.
We're not doing this recorded anymore, so.
No, I'm not recording
it. If you hear this right now, you're hearing it live. Otherwise, you're not hearing it.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
So we found out iTunes is kind of a hoax, and... It's for suckers like who don't have live audiences like we do, you know. So it's like David Letterman isn't doing like podcasts. He does he tapes his shows, and that doesn't work either. Well, for all you know, he does a live show every night.
Yeah.
Well, Regis and
the people
Kathy
we're talking
Lee.
To are so dumb they're not going to know that David Letterman isn't live. Just go with that.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh shit! Well, I can't edit that out later. Damn it.
Oh.
Yeah,
uncensored. Regis and Kathy Lee are alive every day. They don't do podcasts.
Is Regis still alive?
No.
It's a live show, but I don't know if he's still alive.
No, it's like Kelly and... no, it is. It's seriously. Yeah, it's Kelly.
Dingus and Kelly.
Michael. It's Michael Strahan, isn't it?
Oh, Kelly? Yeah. Well, probably. Yeah. He's on every show now that I would never watch.
Strahan and Rippa.
So yeah, what the joke Sam's trying to make is that we've discovered that it's fucking impossible to record a show when we need to. So we end up recording at the last possible minute every single time. And I'm tired of not being able to edit, so I just said, screw it. I like putting in the little interludes and that sort of thing to divide up the segments that we kind of have. And so I just made a bunch of those files to play. Live, and we're gonna do it live. Fuck it, we'll do it live. So it's gonna be a live show coming at you live. It is.
We might have live guests popping in. Who knows?
Yeah. Did you book
it
any?
Might be like my wife might come in and yell at me live. We won't be able to edit it out
live
like usual.
On the show.
Yeah. In case that's kind of a, we might have to put together a blooper reel of like all the times.
Yeah.
They, you know, obviously they don't know because we normally record it and then you cut out like. Me getting, you know, bitched out, or there's a couple fights.
You got
like,
served with papers at one point.
Yeah, yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah,
that took a while for you to clean out because there were some good parts you wanted to keep, but then,
right,
like not all of it. So that was, I remember.
Yeah,
you were
when you got into
like,
an altercation with the guy serving you papers, it was gold.
Yeah,
yeah,
it was good. Yeah, good radio.
Right, there was some other stuff, procedural stuff that was kind of dull. So yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, no one wanted to hear all that, like my court dates and all that stuff.
Well, yeah. I'm told, but my sources tell me you have something to contribute to the show today.
Yeah, I found like, I just...
Like other people's bits or...
Yeah, you know, it's so much easier. You just go like watch some... I didn't realize that you could just go on YouTube and watch other comedians and then just steal their jokes. That's what I'm doing now. Because it's... I don't think anybody who listens to our show would... If they're listening to this, then they obviously... They don't know that either, that they could just go on YouTube or like somewhere else and find way better
stuff. Yeah, if they
had
any other options, there's no way.
Somehow our listeners are like, they have a phone or something and that's it. And it doesn't do YouTube. Like the YouTube app doesn't work. They don't have a home computer, so they can only listen to like...
Speaking of the fucking YouTube app, but now I got to complain about that. Do you ever... well, okay, you don't... You work from home, so it's a little easier. Now, I work at this place called Work. For those of you who work at Work, I want to... From time to time, listen to a YouTube video while I'm working, almost like a podcast. You know, there's plenty of talks and stuff I want to listen to. The fucking YouTube app is a piece of fucking shit. You can't close your phone, you know, like the iPhone, turn off the screen and still have it play. Doesn't work. That's useless. So I have to use YouTube in the browser, you know, like in the iPhone, yeah, whatever it's called, a Safari.
Safari.
Yeah, I have to use it in there, and that is actually better and will work while I have the phone turned off, you know, the screen turned off.
It's even better than if I was using the YouTube.
Yeah, but the fucking problem with that is it resets constantly for no reason. So, like, I'm somewhere in the middle of a hour talk, and, you know, someone wants something from me at work, so I have to pause it. And then, like, you know, it'll reset, and I'll have to fucking find where I am. It drives me nuts. In this
right
day and
before
age.
The money I mean before the main point is being made.
Yeah, just as I'm listening to the money shot.
Oh, God.
No, but anyway, seriously, fucking YouTube app, piece of shit.
Yeah. It's weird how some apps in general, like, just suck for certain programs. And, like, here's one. Well, no one would know this, but there's a live streaming app that I use.
I know a lot of people live stream. Is it the same one that for video games or no?
No. Oh, okay. That's what is it? Twitch. Yeah. Anyway, there's another one, and like on the Apple version, you can find certain channels, and like it's you just watch it, and then on the Android version, like you can't find those channels for some reason. It's just weird.
Yeah, it's stupid.
I just got a warning that disk space remains for recording 26 hours and 13 minutes. So I guess we've got about 26 episodes left. And
I was gonna say, we'll have to cut this episode a little short then.
Yeah.
But it's like, okay,
we're not editing.
You're talking about, just to finish that up real quick, you're talking about, because you're talking about what? You're talking about? an app that I'm guessing is maybe not YouTube, the biggest fucking corporation. Like besides, and Google owns YouTube now, right? So it's part of the biggest corporation in the world, I think, or anyway, the biggest tech one in the world, if not maybe Facebook or iTunes, but
Apple. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, it's in there and it doesn't work. It's so fucking annoying.
Yeah. It's weird.
So I don't think I'll play an interlude after that. That didn't deserve an interlude. So go ahead. No. Your first topic.
All right. Gosh, I have like four equally weird. Okay. There's one that's just like an obvious. Okay. I'll just start with this one.
Okay.
And I was going to actually preface this by saying there's no doubt that somebody's done this joke before like 1,000 times, but I've never heard anyone do it. And also I don't care. So,
and again, we've established that our listeners can't, you know, they don't have any ability to find other things. Otherwise. Yeah. So
I was just thinking that I don't even know what brought me to think of this, but I'm not lying. I really don't remember. But I was just thinking how hilariously unfair it is for girls that like if you see a girl, okay, you're you know, whatever, at your, what's that place called, work, that you work at, and then you see a girl that you've never seen before, within like how long does it take you to size up the physical?
Oh, dude, studies have shown it's before you can even realize it. Like it's not even, it's instantaneous.
Yeah. You've already figured out. I mean, I don't just mean like face, but I mean like you know boobs. You don't think like, oh, that's a D or a C or whatever that. You just think
you write it
those
down.
Boobs. You think
you
like
do a
those
rough sketch
are
of her body, like what it might look like naked.
Yeah, that's exactly. You know, like the boob size is either acceptable or not acceptable. That's basically what it comes down to for a guy.
And
also, if it's a good looking girl, sometimes if they're really, really good looking, that you don't even, it doesn't really matter. Like, you know, like the boobs are like, doesn't, whatever. Same with
there's a calculus. The there's a complicated calculus that goes on.
Your brain does this whole thing where it just checks like the major things that you're interested in really quick and then like comes up with a thing. But I was thinking how for guys, like when we do that, we're not like, there's nothing that is hidden, you know, like, you know, like the boobs that you have a shirt and a bra, but you can still tell like if there's boobs or not. Like the lower regions, we all know that it's pretty much the same. Like they're all the same. Like the 2,000 or 3,000 women I've been with. Like
pretty
they're
similar.
The same thing. Sure. It's isn't it? I mean, I don't know how many hundreds you've
it's
been
with.
It's
nothing that even if it weren't, it's nothing that you're going to use to like discern. You know what?
Yeah,
your pick.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, for one, it doesn't really matter as long as there's no like, it's not sewn shut or like something like that. It doesn't.
One time I came across a big chastity like belt thing.
Yeah,
Like from Robin Hood Men in Tights.
But dude, for girls, on the other hand, they have no idea. Like, they could see a guy and he could be like totally, you know, everything like face, body, general body shape. They could be like, awesome, this is cool. Then they have to like go out, you know, try to meet you or get asked out on a date, go through all this stuff. For how long it takes, I mean, it depends on where you are in your life, but some people probably date like, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 times before they maybe have sex. I don't know. Maybe one or two. But like, imagine you're a girl and then you uncover that the guy has like a 1-inch penis. What do you do at that point?
Kind of sucks because this is an exact Louis C.K. bit, unfortunately.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Jeez. He says that it's the one where he's like, you should just... He's like, there's never been a story of a, he's never heard a story of a girl like getting to the point and seeing the penis and then just being like, nah, can't do it. He's never heard that story. Really? But yeah. His thing is like, oh, what you should have to do is first date, the guy should just have to whip out his penis like immediately and just show and like, okay, seen what you're working with. Now we can continue.
That's weird. I thought I'd seen all Louis C.K. stuff. I don't remember that at all.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's just hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, I was thinking of the opposite would be like, what if you got into a girl and everything and then you were trying to do it and she had like a 1-inch, you know, space to work with down there? And you're like, I can't. There's no way
a good addition to the bit. That's not part of Louis C.K.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Like, you just can only fit your penis in like something.
Yeah.
It's just there's like, no way. What? Just, you have to do, yeah. Figure out what you're going to do.
A guy would be like, we're done.
Yeah.
There's no chance.
It's over.
Oh, no man. Chance.
So
or
dumb.
If it was just like a huge, like the size of like a big gulp size cup, like you couldn't even, you were like, you no don't even sensation. Know if you're, anything's going on in there. Yeah. You'd have to get all the way to that point.
Yeah, it's weird.
And especially since guys, when they're trying to get a girl, we have to like lie and say, but you know, pretend to be super nice and all that. So you have to go through a whole thing to get to there, you know, and then to have that all be for nothing. Yeah. You know? Girls are usually the ones who are on the receiving end of all the attention. They just kind of, you know, pretend like, you know what I mean? Like they don't have to work that hard.
Yeah.
To, like no, get it, totally. Get there. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, I'm sure someone said it before Louis C.K. too. I can't believe that'd be the first time ever, but
yeah.
I was just thinking about the other day how weird that is. And I wonder like, not so much the joke or just like, I wonder how girls even think about that or if they do. I guess it's...
They just don't. Just, yeah, it's
they
just
don't.
Weird.
Yeah, they don't. It's weird. But like, what do they do if they're like, they like a guy and then he pulls out like a, you know, like a 9-inch penis? Are they just like, yes? Like, this
I don't
is
even think they
bonus.
Care about that. Yeah, yeah. Just depends.
I don't know.
See, girl, here's the... let me teach you something. Girls don't care about sex at all. They don't. Yeah. It doesn't matter. It's no, I'm just kidding. Plenty of girls are into sex, but it's funny because there's a lot of like, I don't know, gender equality and all that, and a lot of feminism and all that. There's a lot of people who are want to pretend like men and women are the same, but we're just not. Like, there's not even if you can think of an example, and even if women listening to the show, all the one woman listening to the show. Even if you can think of like, well, I'm into sex. Like I'm into, it's not the same. It just isn't. It's just not, there's nothing else in a man's mind. Like at all time. It just, it takes the forefront of every single thing. It's not even.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fine.
I was going to say, the older I get, I don't know if it's because our upbringing, but like, and this is not really funny, but the older I get, it's like the more I think that girls are more into sex than I thought, you know, like as a teenager and like a early 20s, I don't know if it's because girls are just like, you know, they don't like me or they're just scared, you know, or whatever, but it just, the older you get, you kind of feel like girls are really hiding it a lot.
More. Well, yeah, like they definitely are. And that's true. Like, sometimes the feminist point of view is like, oh, no, there's no difference between men and women. It's just society makes women like hide.
Yeah.
That, you know, it's like. No, it's just not true. It would not, society would not have turned out that way if men and women were in like thought the same way about sex.
Yeah.
It's not the same. It's definitely a lot different than public, you know, maybe recognition is. Like, I don't think, you know, I definitely think there's some hiding and some, you know, you have to play coy a lot of times or whatever, but it's just not the same. Like, it just isn't. I don't know.
Yeah.
We should run the numbers, do some polls.
I think when they're like comfortable, you know, then they're, then they might be close to the same, but we don't have to be comfortable. Like we don't have to be like,
I'm incredibly uncomfortable right now. I'm just, I'm ready to go.
We could be on a bed of nails with like, like the worst like country music playing and like it wouldn't even matter.
No, no one could have sex with country music playing. okay, you've gone too far. Yeah. It's like saying if you're immersed in hot lava, it's just, it's not going to happen.
Dude, imagine doing it on a bed of nails with country music. Yeah. That sounds horrible.
The only thing that sounds horrible is the country music in that situation. I ignored the first part. Doesn't even factor in.
Oh, God. That's
dude, fucking country music. Oh my God.
Beat that, Louis C.K.
Yeah. That's pretty good. Ooh, I should play. Are we transitioning? This is going to work well.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hey, here we go. Ready? That'll go on for 30 minutes, by the way. That's the song. So next topic, Sam's got this show handled, so go ahead.
You want me to do more? Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Did you do
anything last time? I forget. Or you said you weren't going to.
I always end up doing something, but
okay.
Gosh, this next, I have three things that are equally weird. Like either one of them could be nothing or amazing. It's so hard to say. All right, let me think. Which one I want to pick. Do you have that randomizer up?
Ooh. No. You're picking between two things?
Three things. Yeah. Oh,
three things. Here, I'll pick, number three.
Okay. Dude, this is one that's like, is this the coolest thing ever or the dumbest thing ever? It's one of those type of things. Dude,
oh, I love
this. Elvis impersonators.
That's a good one.
It's awesome because
man,
there's like a million of them. Like, there's no other...
Yeah, there's no other celebrity where it's,
Yeah, like a guy could make a living, like several, probably, I don't know, how many people are making a living right now being an Elvis impersonator?
Probably not, like, you know, probably not hundreds, well, maybe hundreds.
Nah.
I don't know, but the point is, how many more than the next most person?
What's like, number two on the impersonation?
I don't know. Obama?
Michael Jackson?
Yeah, like I know. Yeah. Oh, who is it? I just read an article about someone who goes around. Oh, I know what it is. Someone goes around to like frat parties or something as, you know, that comedian that's not that funny, Zach Galifianakis from Hangover. Like his character, guy is making like a bunch of money just being that character at parties or something. That's like the next best, and that's one guy.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
There's one. Yeah, I know. It's retarded. Yeah, no. It's just the next most is next.
It's just, what is it about Elvis? Because even like, I mean, the Beatles were bigger than Elvis or like, maybe not. I don't know. Is maybe nobody ever bigger than Elvis, like ever?
I think they definitely have been, but I think that he was so distinct.
Yeah.
And there's something obviously about, because like, I would say Bob Dylan too. Like a lot of people make fun of Bob Dylan or do like a, just do that. But you can't do much with that. There's not, but whereas Elvis, you can officiate weddings. You can
everything.
Like, yeah, everything.
Dude, you could have an Elvis impersonator at any event and it would be a hit. Like everybody would laugh at it.
There should be an Elvis impersonator that runs for president and just like his campaign is like, I'm an Elvis. Yeah, hey baby. Like just
dude, that's all the stuff they do. God, it's amazing. You just watch an Elvis impersonator. They don't even really have to be that good.
I was like, I was gonna say
the other thing.
The other thing about that that has got to be different than any other impersonation is it doesn't matter. It could be terrible. You can just dress kind of like him.
Yeah. You don't have to look like him
at
all.
He's super fucking fat. Oh, that's another part. The spectrum of his weight is so big, like that, you know, it allows for a lot of different people to, you know, like participate in that.
But the thing that's hilarious is you never see an Elvis impersonator of like young Elvis. It's always the old sideburned, like fat, almost dead Elvis guy, you know? How come no one's doing like the hunky young jailhouse rock or whatever?
I think
Elvis?
If you could do that, you'd be hot. Like you'd just be a hot guy, and
God, it's
so like he's clean shaven. The more it's not distinct enough. You know, you need something distinctive to be able to. That's why Christopher Walken is the best impression because like his voice is so weird.
Yeah. Yep. It's just hilarious. I was just thinking about that today.
That's a really good one for in terms of like lame or not. What are some of, so we had LARPing. That was a great one. We decided that wasn't lame. We've had some others, but yeah, Elvis impersonators is pretty, I keep wanting to put an H in somewhere in there. Yeah, that's a good one.
Elvis impersonators? Yeah, because like they're dumb and dorky and the whole thing is so played. I mean, like there's nothing that an Elvis impersonator is going to do that you haven't seen a million times. Like it's, you know what I mean? Like they're not, it's not like, oh, this Elvis impersonator does this thing and this guy, like they just all do the same exact things. But they're hilarious every single time. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing.
Oh, God.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Anyways, that wasn't even the best. That was like the worst one of the three. Okay. No, that's probably the best one.
Well, here.
I don't remember that Elvis song.
Yeah.
Nah,
it's
oh, good. Yeah. So I can't believe you haven't mentioned that it's my birthday today.
Oh.
So.
Yeah.
Cool. That's why I'm doing the whole
this
show.
This is the first I'm hearing about it, but yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So it's my birthday today. Okay. And you can send, do we have an address for people to send gifts? I don't really want to get into that because then I'll just be opening gifts all the time. And yeah. Just, every show
well,
will be
we'll
about
set
new
someone
gifts.
Up as like a little, you know, receiver to kind of go through that for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll set up a temporary kind of PO box or something.
Okay. But yeah, so I'll do the whole show. When it's your birthday, you do the whole damn show.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. So what do you want? Number one or number two from the other?
Oh, I just took a number two, so I'll go with number two.
Number what?
Number two.
Number two. Okay. Dude, what is the deal? What is the deal?
Michael Jackson impersonator.
No. With fucking burial grounds, like people building stuff on burial grounds. It's the dumbest thing. Like someone was talking about it, something, oh, this place was built on burial grounds, so it's obviously haunted. Like it's 100% haunted if it's on burial grounds.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about like, why would they haunt it? Like they're just buried like in the dirt. And it's like, okay, if I was buried in the dirt and I was a ghost or whatever, or you know, and I would be like, yeah, like go ahead and build a nice hotel.
Yeah, yeah.
Above
what
me.
We got here? Let me.
It's awesome.
Yeah,
I've been out here in this field. There's nothing out here. I'm just like buried under the ground. There's nothing to do.
Yeah, I've read my own headstone 100 times. There's nothing.
What is there to do out here? And then all of a sudden, someone builds like a gigantic casino or like a big, you know, condos, and it's like, dude, all the ghosts and stuff. They have so much to do now.
Yeah,
they can. Maybe that's why it is. It's like a haunting. It's like a. It's not actually a bad haunting, but people just get freaked out by it. But
yeah,
it's just hilarious to me. Like,
just play some slots or something. Just yeah,
yeah. But it's I'm just thinking like, why would I mean? Obviously, there's no such thing as ghosts. Once something's dead, it's dead. But like, even if there were, why would a ghost or why would a dead person be like, I'm cool with being buried 6 feet under dirt, but like if you put something above that, then no, then fuck that, I'm pissed. Or like. I guess sometimes they dig them up and move everything somewhere else. It's like, why would a person want a specific part of the earth as like to where to be buried? Does it matter at all? Like, I want to, you know, oh, we made this burial grounds over here just randomly because our tribe like lived here. And so then there was a place over like 100 feet away where we buried people because we didn't want to smell them like near our food. And then that's like a sacred burial ground, you know, like. What so if you dig those up and put them like what you know a mile to the east or something, what's the fucking difference? They're back in the ground again, aren't they?
Yeah,
I mean, do they take the corpses out and like pee on them and stuff and like dance with them or the skeletons or like,
well, if they have any sense, then sure,
yeah, and then put them back in the ground,
yeah.
I don't know, it's just so funny to me. Funny. Like,
I love the people who, but there are definitely people who are like, you could describe something like that and they are 100% sure it's haunted, like that's
yeah.
That's
well, they wouldn't do
haunting.
It if you said, okay, you could build on this land that's a burial ground for like $1 million, or there's this clean ground that's like $1.5 million. And like, I bet you almost everybody would just take the other way. If there was no legal, you know, ramifications at all, like there's nothing, nothing's going to happen. No dirt is just, you know, toxic or anything like that. You would just be able to build on top of it. There's some bodies like 6 feet under or whatever, but you know. Everybody would think it would be bad karma or like they're going to be haunted. But like, eventually, dude, where is there going to be space that doesn't have dead bodies under it?
Fortunately, like, we don't bury too many people anymore, I don't think.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Fuck those people.
Yeah, those lucky bastards. Like, we should dig up some of them and incinerate some of them. Like, you know, it should be a lottery system. Mm-hmm. Don't you think? I don't know. I mean, I don't think any body should be buried. That's, you know, it's dumb. But if supposing someone wanted to be, I think it's a little unfair that just because you lived 100 years ago, then you got to be buried, but someone else got to be, you know, had to be cremated. Like, they should take an inventory. Find out all the dead bodies we have. Like, check them out.
How many dead bodies are in the ground?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And then, the whole thing about burial is really weird. One thing I was going to say before I forget is, in addition to what you just said about not wanting to, you know, do development on burial grounds, brace yourself. I'm sure you already know this, but just in case you don't. It's a real fact about humans that many, many buildings skip the 13th floor in their number.
Yeah, like, I know. So stupid.
Anyway, I don't understand how
it's
stupid.
It's still the 13th floor. Yeah. It just says 14.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. But what was I going to say? Yeah. And the other funny thing about burial is, like, I love how, you know, we get a box that has to be a certain, you know, quality to it. Like, you can get a cheap box, but you don't want to be buried in that. Like, you need to buy like a nice...
They're called coffins.
Coffin. Well, I'm saying box because it's just stupid. Sure. You could put another nail in the coffin of that. But yeah, so we buy a fancy box or coffin, as I'm told they're called. And then you, like, get dressed up nice in your Sunday finest. And then you just...
Cover you in dirt. Yeah.
Well, not only that, there was a, did you ever see that Reddit thread that was like, it was something like, what fact about your work would people be freaked out about if they knew? Like, people who worked doing certain things, you know, what, and one of them was like a guy who worked at a funeral home. And he was like, you'd have no idea what the hell's going on here. Like, sounds really gross. But he said something like, it's all bullshit, and like they do a lot of they have to flush a lot of the you know, they have to like take out a lot of the organ. They just do all this gross stuff, but they upsell services that are nothing, and like they do shitty job. No, who's gonna check? Like, who's gonna check how good a job they do on whatever part of the embalming process you have to do? So anyway, that was the gist of that. But we do all that shit, and then they just stay in a, like, the goal is for their body to be just the way it is, but in a box, trapped underground, like, for no reason.
Underground. We never see it again.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like we're like, man, the 10-year anniversary is coming up where we got to see
Grandma's
Jim
birthday.
Again.
Let's.
And then you dig it up and it's like, she looks exactly the same. It's awesome. Wearing nice clothes. Hey, Grandma. Like, when you dig it up, it would be all like disgust, like water, just a puddle of water. Like,
yeah. I think that's part of the weird embalming thing is they make it so it doesn't. Yeah. But I think burial should just be like, you know, just literally bury a body so that, like, you know, bugs can eat it and stuff. I'd volunteer for it.
Yeah.
You just become part of it. That's what happens to every other fucking animal that dies. Why are we so special?
Yeah. Well, like I said, I think it makes sense before when, you know, corpses stink like shit and you didn't want to see your mom like get dug up and eaten by like a rat, like a coyote or something. So you try to like dig them really. And then you have a place to go, you know.
Yeah, no, it all makes sense, but it's just, it also doesn't make sense.
Yeah, well, nowadays, yeah, it's like, I think they should just make us into like a, like, just grind up our body into it would be a very long tube, like a, imagine like almost like a pole vault pole, and then just blast that thing into the ground, like with a high pressure thing, and it's just like a, bore a hole of our corpse, and then, yeah, like you said, all the ants and stuff can eat it, but it's like kind of a, it's like a feeding pole for other animals.
Yeah. I love how people, 100% of people would be horrified at this. Like, for no reason. There's no, that's the thing. Like, I understand a lot of instincts we have. And, you know, it is kind of hard because we do have these weird instincts about stuff. But it's like, also, can't people just wake up and be like, oh, we're fucking animals. Who cares? Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. It's, whatever. As long as someone else has to do it. I understand it's traumatic if you have to, like, handle your relative's dead body. Like that.
Yeah.
That might be traumatic. But if someone else is doing the work, who cares?
Who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's a good uplifting topic. So.
My new favorite part of the show. Anyway, next topic.
All right, this is the worst one. Let's see, you might need to help me.
We went in reverse order.
It has a good, I mean, I like it, but I don't know how to make it into what it needs to be. But you know when you see like a, it's kind of annoying to me every time I see a movie that's like, oh, this movie was, you know, 2005, and then look what they thought 2005 would look like. And
yeah,
it's
like
a bunch of flying cars and shit like that. It's like, I hate how every time someone takes a chance to make like a futuristic movie, they have to get like shit on when it actually gets to that year and it's not right. It's like, who cares? Like, why is that a thing?
Pretty I don't know. Funny. It's like,
yeah.
Some of them are pretty funny, like how advanced they thought it would be. That's the only thing. Yeah.
But it's just like, and then I thought about how that's not even my main joke, but the main thing is like, isn't it weird how we... Like, we all have this image of, like, the coolness of, like, the distant future.
You know,
like, not the close future, but, like, 100 years from now.
Sure,
like, every human being thinks, like, it's some magical thing. Like, it's going to be amazing. Like life is going to be totally different. And it kind of it could be, actually. But the thing about it is, like, it happens so slowly that it's not a big deal. Like, by the time you get to it, it's like, no one right now is going, like, holy shit, we have fucking computers. Like every day, like we're just use our computers,
yeah.
You know, but like if someone made a movie in like 1920 about now, it would be like, everyone would be like, oh my God, like cars with all this, you know, like,
yeah, I don't know. But yeah, it's just, that's the weird thing is innovation only happens in certain, it's not like this transformative. Oh shit. I left my phone on. Cause I was trying to hear when you were ready. Sorry. The future is not going to be this transformative thing that gets every part of our life. It's like there's one thing. If you going back to 1920 or whatever, something around then, there are cars. They understand cars. Like there were cars then. There's cars now. They look a little different. Like they're not flying. There's not teleportation. There's like a couple things in terms. It's just computers. That's like the only thing that's any different. And we have small, tiny handheld computers. But it's not like breathtaking, really, you know? It's, I don't know. That's the weird thing about trying to portray it. You'd have to pick like some random invention that you think is going to happen for it to be accurate, you know?
Yeah. You'd have, well, and if you could pick the invention, then you just invent it. Like,
well, yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, you could sit like Galileo or whatever thought there was going to be a helicopter, but he couldn't build it.
Yeah. But it's just funny because, again, yeah, like if someone's making a movie about the year 2015, like, you know, 50 years ago, they're not going to just put like, oh, there's going to be toasters that like have timers
it's
on. It's
going to be a slightly better watch.
Yeah, like they're, of course, they're going to put ridiculous stuff to make it cool, like so to watch. And it just, every time there's an article about like, oh, look at this movie, what they thought we would have. And it's like, I don't know if they really thought we would have that or if they just were trying to make something cool, like to have everyone think like, wow, that would be awesome if we had that.
Yeah. Yeah,
hindsight's 20/20.
Well, nothing.
Wait, no, that doesn't work.
Nothing's better than Back to the Future.
Elvis like impersonators.
Just, yeah. Gosh.
Oh, I know.
Back to the Future stuff.
I was.
So funny.
That's weird. I was just going to say that, and I decided not to. But that was the only movie where, it felt like amazing. I don't know. That's the main one I think of when I go like, oh God, the future is going to be awesome.
Yeah, 30 years in the future. And the annoying thing was the stupid meme that they would do all the time. Where,
oh my God,
so dumb.
We didn't do that, did we?
No,
we do that?
I don't think so.
Oh my God. Every fucking day on Facebook, it was like, we still don't have the hoverboard. It's like, oh my God.
Wake up, scientists. What? Yeah, well, it was.
God.
That, you know, people photoshopped it to be that day or whatever.
Yeah.
But so it is finally 2015. I forget. Is it October or something, 2015? Isn't it?
I don't know.
What the hell year is it? Well, yeah. No, the whole thing is that it was an increment. It was 1985. And then it was like 1885, and then it was 2015, I think, or something like that.
1955 or whatever.
Yeah, 1955. Yeah, right. That's It was in increments. Yeah, those were 30 years. And then the third one was 100 years back or whatever.
Yeah.
But anyway, those movies fucking rule. God.
Why couldn't they just keep doing those for like 1755, that's a good 1355?
Point. On the other hand, how cool is it that they didn't keep doing them? And maybe it'll be the one fucking, you know, piece of shit from our past that someone's not going to try to polish.
Oh, no, they will.
With a sequel.
Please.
Well.
Please.
Okay, 100%. I'm rooting for Michael J. Fox to succumb to his illness before that happens. I'm sure he's rooting for that, too. Like, don't. Yeah. Yeah, it's, dude, every fucking thing is a sequel now. Like, they're just, anyway.
Or a remake of an old thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I know, it's the dumbest thing ever. And everyone gets excited about it every time.
Yep.
What was the latest one? Time. God, there was one.
I think they're going to do Bill and Ted, which I'm actually kind of excited about. No.
Yeah.
It's going to be terrible. The Dumb and Dumber is terrible, I'm sure. Yeah. Just everything. Every sequel sucks. There's not ever going to be a good one. I've got news for you.
Yeah.
Star Wars is going to suck. It might be better. They might be better than the last ones, but probably still going to suck.
Oh, dude. This is nothing new. We've already done everything on this, and I already told you this, but I watched the final, you know, Hobbit movie.
It's
the perfect example of just everything we're talking about with the superhero stuff and the fighting scenes thing.
Dude, that you did
with
the remember spinning? Okay.
That's all.
That was my bit I did on
it. It's 3 hours of spinning. That's all it is.
That's what I said.
I know.
That fucking episode.
You hadn't
ruled,
watched the last one, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, you did watch the last one.
That was what I was talking about.
Oh, okay. Now it's all making sense. Yeah.
I'm glad you finally got those jokes now.
Yeah, I watched it and it was just like, you can't have a movie that's all just a fight the whole entire time. It's so stupid. God. I didn't even finish it. I stopped watching it. I didn't even see the end. Don't even care.
Piece of shit.
It's the worst movie I've ever seen.
I don't like any of those. I don't even like, I mean, I don't know, whatever. That's a different story, but they're so like Disney-ified, you know, like they're whitewashed. Yeah, they're just nothing. I don't know.
I enjoyed the first two. I don't think they're great movies, but I could watch it and be like, oh, okay, whatever. There's just so little fantasy type movies that aren't superhero stuff. Like
That's true.
I would just want to watch any kind of dragons type stuff. I like that kind of stuff.
I want someone to make a like darker version of it where it doesn't feel all, it just feels like happy enough. You're not worried ever. Yeah. Nothing is ever going to go wrong in those movies. It just isn't.
It should just be awesome if you queued up the like Hobbit Bag End flute song. You know that, you know the song they play for Bag End? It's like,
Yeah. You know? Okay, I'll punch
it. Perfect example of it like being like it's obvious that that's the good and it's going to be fine. And I don't know.
I love that theme though.
Yeah, it's cool, but it's just, I don't know. But yeah, it was the worst movie. I don't understand how
fucking YouTube. God.
Buick has Wi-Fi.
The worst. Anyway,
I don't understand how you people can go watch that movie and just be like, "Oh, the action was awesome. I love the whole movie." There it is.
This theme rules.
It's kind of sad, actually.
It's perfect.
It is perfect.
It's the only thing I like. Yeah, the music for those movies was good. I wasn't even that big of a fan of those movies, but anyway.
Yeah.
Dude, this is 10 hours of the Shire theme.
Yeah.
Anyway, hold on. Are we in the middle of something?
No, that's pretty much it.
Dude, I was going to... So one of my... interludes that I didn't finish making, so I don't have it right now, but I think I've played, oh no, I haven't played it before. It was Battletoads, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I searched it and someone has, I think this is must be a thing people do on YouTube now, but
yeah,
dude, Battletoads pause theme, 10 hours.
Oh my God. Wow.
10 hours of God, it'd be the worst. Like, what if you had to listen to all 10 hours of this? It was really cool at the time, though.
Yeah, it was. That reminds me of, did I say this?
I don't know.
When I went to Disneyland and I was on A Small World. Did I already say this?
I don't think so.
Well, I had this thought when I was
a year ago, but I don't remember.
This wouldn't work for anybody who hasn't been on A Small World, but probably almost everybody has, but I had this thought about halfway through of like, what if I was stuck in this small world ride for like a month? Like how long before I would just kill myself?
Couple, 15 minutes.
Yeah, about 10 minutes more than I was in there. Because, man, you really have to be there, but it's...
Is it just it's a small world after all?
No, that's not why. Oh, I mean, okay. Well...
I've never done it.
Really? It's just... I mean, I was just in a weird mood, but because I was with kids at Disneyland, but it just never ends, and it's like just... I don't know how to explain it. You know when you're littler and you go to a ride like that, you don't notice the construction of everything. Like you just think it just looks like a finished world that you're in. When you're an adult, you're just looking around at like, oh, some guy made that puppet and this thing. There's like wires everywhere and like, you know, like it just, there's no magic to it or anything. So after you see like 100 million puppets doing whatever they're doing, after a while, you're just like, okay, there's no, okay. Like that was cute for like 2 seconds. And then I don't, it's just speakers playing stuff. So, yeah, I don't know. It's just a really slow ride and it's a long, it's cool. Like there's a lot of work that they put into it, but it's, if you were in there for like, you know, 20 hours straight of like never ending stuff like that, I think you'd go insane.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, right. Do you have anything?
Yeah, let's see. We're at 40 minutes of our live broadcast here. I don't know how many, we could check how many people are still listening, but
yeah, we could ask the people who are listening if they want any more.
Yeah. Well, I have a few things all here. First, let's just, go ahead and do this. Can you hear it when I do this?
Oh yeah. Freaking Zelda.
Jesus. I love that music. So
it takes me to like a different fucking universe.
World. Hyrule.
Yeah. So weird.
It's the best.
No, but there's a part of my brain that exists there that's like...
Yeah, that's still there.
It's not this earth, this life that I'm living right now. It's a different life.
Yep.
It's so weird.
It's I can't remember if I've said this, but somehow just like growing up with you and kind of dad playing those games, like some part of my brain still thinks they're like really important.
Yeah.
Like you need, like I need to have beaten those games or something. Yeah. Like it's weird. I know,
it's weird.
It's so awesome. Totally.
Because they were like our whole life when we were trying to beat those games.
When you're a little kid. Oh man.
Dude, like coming home from, God, because you would get to play it and then you'd have to go to bed or whatever and go to school. And then a lot of times during the week, we wouldn't even be able to play it. So you'd be waiting for like the weekend to continue on wherever you were or watching our dad. Yeah. Watching our dad at night, like play the next level. When we were really little or whatever. Yeah, God,
it's amazing.
Fucking awesome. Anyway.
Yeah. So, God, I'll just do a short one, but, I can't, basically just, I just fuck everyone. That's the end, the end right there. I realized I had two separate notes for this that were the same thing, which is good. I'm going to consolidate them here in my, my notepad. Dude, maybe I've talked about this before, maybe, but who cares? Fucking nicknames for politicians that people use. Dude, I can't take it. I can't take it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't fucking matter if it's a politician I hate or if it was a politician I love like a brother. It wouldn't matter. It's still the fucking stupidest thing. Oh, mittens for Mitt Romney. Oh, dude,
really?
The latest one that you wouldn't know is Bibi.
What's that?
Everyone calls Benjamin Netanyahu Bibi.
Oh, yeah, I have heard that.
I don't fucking understand it, and I don't care. Yeah. It's not his name. His name's Netanyahu or something, or Ben.
Bibi.
You don't need to call him Bibi. What the fuck is that? It's just Bibi like Ben, B-E-B. I don't know. Is that what it is? Dude, God. It's this stupid thing where people are so fucking dumb that they need to have a cue for how they're supposed to feel like in a name. You can't even, I think I told you about that one weird email I got. Maybe I didn't tell you about it, but I got a bizarre email from someone who was like, I don't know, I guess like a super Republican, saying like, oh, dumba, and like the Democrats, like all the... It was
it
was unintelligible. And it's just so funny. I don't care if you had all those 100% those thoughts. Like, even if you were 100% on the same page as this person, the fact that you have to like put little cues in the names you're saying, people are so fucking dumb that they can't just discuss an idea. They can't just say, I don't really think Obama's, you know, foreign policy is that great. let's talk about it. They can't do that. You have to say, oh, Dumma, and his, you know, foreign is whatever, some other name for something, like his Muslim loving foreign, like you have to exaggerate everything and say it's unbelievable. But the annoying thing is liberals do it too. Like, one of the ones that I see because of atheism stuff is, dude, instead of Saudi Arabia, have you heard that? You haven't seen this one. There's no way. Mm-mm. Okay, instead of Saudi Arabia, any guesses?
Saudi Arabia. I don't know.
Okay.
Sodomy Arabia.
No, it's not a bunch of homophobic.
Sandy Arabia.
Sandy Arabia? It's not bad. No, we've got Saudi, but spelled S-O-D-D-Y. And that's not enough. It's not just Saudi Arabia spelled S-O-D-D-Y. Do you have any guesses as to the second part of it?
No.
Saudi Barbaria.
What?
That's what people call Saudi Arabia in like Saudi?
Saudi. There's a bunch of grass. Sod.
Yeah, it's ripe for the planting. Yeah, there's a bunch of Saudi. No, Saudi is like it's more of a British term, I think. But like Saudi, you know, you don't know any British.
I don't
terms.
Know that.
Saudi just I'm means not like British. Yeah, just like shitty, just like, you know,
oh,
bad Saudi, and then Barbaria, like. Just say Saudi Arabia. I probably agree with whatever point you're making about how terrible Saudi Arabia is, because it is fucking terrible. And it's one of the things that like people are right about, I think, in foreign policy, is that we somehow have this ally of Saudi Arabia that like is just does like public executions and like beheadings and all. They do all this shit that's almost as bad as a lot of ISIS stuff, but they're our ally for some fucking reason because of, I don't know, oil, I guess, or whatever. So I agree with all that. I'm not going to call it Saudi Barbaria. I don't fucking need to put a Q in the nickname I'm calling something, because I'm so afraid that like what is that impulse? I think it's just that it's all about an in-group. It's nothing about anything except being in the group that agrees with you, and it's all these cues of like, oh, I'm putting this cue in this name so that people instantly can recognize what my complaint is and like be on my side.
Dude, did you know that Barack Obama's middle name is Hussein?
Yeah.
You didn't know that.
Yeah.
Barack Hussein Obama.
No way.
That's what we're dealing with.
Barack Hussein Obama. Unbelievable. Oh, man. Yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah, I can't.
Wait, so what other nicknames for politicians are there? I want to know.
I just had Mittens for Mitt Romney, BB. Yeah, I already said them all. Odama. Let's see. What do we have? I'm trying to think if
they're... W.
Yeah, what was the... That's oh, they had to do... For McCain, they had to do Mick Bush because, like...
Oh, really?
Just, yeah, he was just...
Dude, have
the
you
same.
Had the Mick Bush? It's delicious.
No, I had the McCain. Ed McCain, it was too much like the McBush. Am I right? I had to vote for the Odama.
I ordered a McCain and McBush, and they were the same thing.
Yeah. It's just an unbelievable... Like, there's things like that where it's just like, I don't want to live in the world. It's just too dumb. I can't handle it. I'm going to go be on the 13th floor with with humans that are smart. Yeah. Anyway, that about does it for me. Anything else you want to do to... Before we wrap up the show.
Oh, have you checked? Did we get any new patrons?
I checked it. I don't think we got any new ones. I'm looking at 33 per episode. That's where we are. And it's going to be really hard to... Oh, man. It's really hard to face the fact that we're not going to be able to pay off our Columbia House debt or sign up for Columbia House. I don't think we can. I really need those first 9 CDs for only a penny. But I just can't do it until I pay off the last ones.
Yeah, they're not going to let us sign up. We've tried signing up under like different emails and stuff, but they know
it's
us.
They've got us pinned.
They said you got to pay that fucker off, otherwise, no, you're never getting back in.
But they still, you know, they still said like it's a great deal once you get that paid off. You know, first 9 CDs, one penny. It's amazing. Yeah. It's an amazing deal. So yeah. I'm excited about it. But if we're stuck here at 33 an episode, sure, Sam's got a shirt because his shirt wasn't very good. But beyond that, I mean,
I'm wearing my kitty shirt right now.
Yeah. So thanks for nothing. No, thanks, patrons. You guys are awesome. It's really good that you're helping us eventually pay off our Columbia House debt.
We got to do something special for the patrons. Oh, I didn't do. I have to. Didn't we make certain promises to them? Damn. Signed computer autographs and stuff. Jeez, I should probably do that.
I don't think we ever did that. I think we talked about doing it, but we didn't. So.
Oh,
wait. Oh, we do have two $5 patrons. Never mind. I forgot that there's actually... Dude. Yeah. God. Go read our patreon.com/shoeshine. It's fucking awesome. It's so funny.
Yeah. It's the best work we've done.
It really is. If for our $10 patron, of whom we have one, it's decouple the access to decouple the bonus content.
Yeah.
And we'll thank the living crap out of you a lot. Maybe like all the time. So we got to do that. A warm, buttery potato feeling in your soul. If you ever run into either of us, we'll go to second base with you. That's a fact. Yeah. If we see you, let me know. And then an autographed picture of Sam's computer that's valued at $99.99. Mm-hmm. So that's what the value is on
there. Okay. So actually, there are two patrons at $5 and one at $10 that need to get an autographed picture of my computer. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll see if I can get my computer to sign three.
Mm-hmm.
He's temperamental. Other one, like gold ink or something.
Yeah, like laser jet, like inkjet.
So, let me see here. Patron number one. Who are you? Where's our big patron?
Yeah, can we tell? Hey, big patron. What was I going to say? Yeah, I mean, we can't just, while you look that up, I'll say we can't just give this stuff out, especially an autographed picture of Sam's computer. I just noticed I put in the $5, I put a $4.99 value.
Yeah, I know.
$10. Yeah. Anyway, we can't just give that out. You have to be that patron for a period of time. We can't just have people say, oh, you know, I'm definitely doing $5. And then the check bounces. And then we're out an autographed picture of Sam's computer. We can't do that. There's no way.
God, dude, we have to get to the Bob Barker mics. It'd be amazing.
We really do.
It's 500 per episode would be amazing.
I'm just excited to bench our weight.
Oh, yeah. Bob Barker mics. Oh, man.
Benching our weight. God, this Patreon rules. Mm-hmm. We should make a new one sometime.
Like a more realistic one, like $34, $35,
$36. Oh, man. Now, this Patreon... Dude, we should have tried to make this thing go viral somehow. It's really funny, but I don't know if anyone... Anyway.
I don't know how to make things go viral.
Yeah, yeah. All right, we got to get out of here. This is we gotta wrap this live show. Yeah. We'll be doing this shit. All right, thanks for joining us here at Comedy Shoeshine, and we'll see you next time.
This has been a Comedy Shoeshine. Find us online at comedyshoeshine.com or like us on facebook.com/comedyshoeshine. Definitely follow us on Twitter @comedyshoeshine. And most importantly, help keep the podcast going at patreon.com/shoeshine.
Now enjoy the rest of this badass song.